I'm not fancy. Even on planes, I'm not fancy on planes, you guys. Like, my husband and I just flew to Europe, right? And we flew first class, but it was like a fancy first class where, like, everybody got their own private, individual, like, spaceship-type seat. And there's all kinds of buttons everywhere. So I was a little confused at first. I was like, wait a minute. Am I flying the plane? excuse me. I didn't do real good in school. And like, all I wanted to do was lean my chair back a little bit so I could relax while I was watching my movie, right? So I'm trying to find the lean back a little bit button. Okay, that's it right here. That's good. I'm laying down. I'll just sit up, it's fine. This how rich people sit? It was fancy. They had hundreds of movies for us to choose from, right? We're going to Europe, so I wanted to be prepared for all I was about to experience there, so I decided to watch the movie Taken. It's a good movie. At one point, I lean over to my husband, I was like, babe, don't get taken. Because I ain't gonna be able to find you. Serious, this guy is so smart. Liam Neeson? He's like the smartest guy in the world. You guys, if you ever hear about me getting kidnapped, don't call the police. Call Liam Neeson, please. This guy is solving crimes from across the world on the phone. On a flip phone. He don't got a data plan, nothing. He's gonna figure it out. Talking about, is the wind blowing to the east? Which way the east, Liam Neeson? If I ever meet Liam Neeson in person, I think I'm just gonna start crying. Cause that means that he found me. We told all our friends we're going to Europe, right? They started warning us right away, like, oh, you're going to Europe? Watch out for gypsies. I'm like, gypsies? What's gypsies? Like, Egyptians? What? Are they mad at us? Did we do something to them? They're like, no, gypsies. They will rob you and take all your stuff, right? They got all kind of gypsies. They got old lady gypsies, little kid gypsies, sneaky squirrel gypsies. My road manager, Lauren, she used to live in Europe, so she even told me, she's like, okay, listen, if a woman comes up to you and throws her baby at you, don't catch it. I'm like, just let the baby fall? She's like, yeah, because as soon as you catch her baby, all her gypsy friends are gonna stick their hands in your purse and your pockets and take all your stuff. I'm like, dang. Well, that's dedication. Shoot, at that point, I think she kind of earned my stuff. Right? Because, like, if you're throwing your baby at someone, that's straight dedication to the game right there. It's respect. Right? Because, like, if she's going to throw her baby at me, she got to trust that, one, I'm going to catch her baby, right? And that, two, I'm going to give her baby back. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, what if she throw her baby at me and I miss? Now her baby on the floor with a concussion, right? Or what if she got a really cute baby and I don't want to give it back? You know what I mean? Like, what if it's like a half black, half Asian baby? I'm going to keep that one. But now I have the upper hand in negotiations, right? I'm like, oh, you want your baby back? Now you want your baby back. Give me my iPhone. You could keep my...